verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Bless you, listeners. God has given you the grace to make it into Sunday morning. And so we being Mrs. Tina Elmer Green.
Hello.
Pastor Mark Ingram. We tonight are Crystal the Rock, and we thank God that he's given you to us, and you are listening to him tonight through us. We really appreciate you joining us here tonight, and we just want to give some shout-outs right now, give some love to one of our sponsors. We are brought to you by TBN Enlace USA. You can literally log on to their website at www.tbnenlace.org. That's TBN Enlace USA. And we thank God for their sponsorship. And we thank you for God bringing you over from Saturday night into Sunday morning. And we are continuing our discussion tonight about worship. And it's such a, if we really think about it, Tina, it's such a awesome topic.
It is.
You really grasp what worship is when you recognize who it is that we're worshiping, talking about. And I think worship, if I could summarize it in my own way, is recognizing who God is as best we can and then acknowledging who we are.
That's right.
And if you get that, then you've started to grasp the essence of worship. I want to start this segment off with the scripture because I think it'll definitely keep this ball rolling when it comes down to what true worship is, because we don't determine worship that's acceptable to God. God determines.
Ooh, that's good.
What's acceptable worship. And so we can go before the Lord all day. Lord, here's my song. Here's my praise. Here's my money. I tithe. I don't care what it is. Lord, I'm a good person. Being a good person will get you a good hot reserve seat in hell.
That's right.
That's just the truth of the matter is. The Bible says there is none good. No, not one. Even those of us that call ourselves Christians, God has put this little barometer in place so that we don't get too souped up on ourselves.
That's right.
The Bible says that even we, our goodness is as unto him as a filthy rag. Mm. And the Hebrew rendition of that word filthy rag, it paints a literal picture of our goodness on our best day. Lord, here, I didn't do nothing. I didn't think. On our best day, the Hebrew rendition of that word, our righteousness is as unto a filthy rag to God. That rag is a used menstrual rag.
That's right.
That's literally the picture painted. And that's what our best day is.
Mm-hmm.
Before.
Can you imagine?
A holy God that we serve. And so with that, let me start with a scripture that again paints a wonderful picture of this God, the only God of the universe, worthy of our attention, affection, adoration. And like we've said tonight, you can do this willingly, or you're going to end up doing it anyway, but God's going to force you to do it.
Right.
But the results after he forces you to do it are not nice. And so we may as well humble ourselves, ask the Lord, please, I might not grasp it all the right way. I might not get it. Help me to understand it. But Lord, if that Tina and Mark is saying, we're not trying to proselytize anybody. We're just giving you truth. And it is God's job to turn your spiritual light bulb on. And so that's our prayer for those of you listening tonight. Lord, if that's what they're saying and it is true, Lord, please ring a bell in my spirit, in my heart, that what they're saying is the truth, and help me accept this topic and then apply it to my life. And so that I can begin to worship and to give you my life, my time, my talent, my money, my gifts, because you made me for you. That's our gift to you tonight that we're praying you take a hold of. I want to read this scripture from Isaiah chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. talks about a vision that one of God's men saw. And the scripture says, I saw the Lord seated on the throne, high, exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings, they covered their faces. Mm. With two, they covered their feet. With two, they were flying. They were calling to one another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Woe to me, I cried. This is the prophet. I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Those scriptures right there paint a very good picture of a man that offered God acceptable worship.
Yes.
He recognized who God was, how holy, perfect, exalted, pure he is, and who he was, just being a human. And he literally said, oh my goodness,
yes,
woe is me, I'm ruined. I'm a man of even unclean lips. The people I live among, humans, we're unclean by our lips, our thoughts, what we watch, what we think. My eyes have seen the Lord Almighty. That in itself qualifies me,
yes,
for death. And the prophet says, oh my, that right there paints a perfect picture of the kind of worship that's acceptable to God if we offer it to him,
yeah,
the right way. That kind of worship should always be in humility. It should always be awe-inspiring. It should always be in respectful fear of who we're worshiping.
Yeah.
So we just can't come before the Lord and throw him a song as if we're doing him a favor. Well, the heavenly choruses have not stopped since eternity.
That's right. And it says they've been calling to each other.
Holy, so I get this thing in perfect pitch,
right,
perfect treble, perfect bass, the mids, the highs, all of that is perfect. And so we dwell in time and we attempt to offer God the best that we have. But that still doesn't compare to the heavenly chorus that has never stopped.
That's right.
And so if that's the case, that should really humble us where we're sitting up thinking, you know what? Wow, I really need to get it together.
Well, but, or they'll do one good deed and they think that that'll last for a month.
Yeah, that, you know, that's my penance. Yeah, you know what our thought process in worship should be? And I really want people to get this that's listening to it, Christian and those that are not saved, because we're going to offer Jesus as an opportunity to rectify that saved situation. But you know what our thought process should be in worship? And I want you to feel, I gave this little test and I asked this at Bible study 119. And so I want you to fill in the blank, and I'm going to fill in the blank first. Our thought process in worship should be, I asked our congregation, I said, what would you fill in your blank with this homework assignment? Lord, after reading that verse, I shouldn't even be in your presence. But since you allow me to be, fill in the blank. And so my fill in the blank was, Lord, I shouldn't even be here in your presence. But since you allow me to be, my blank was, I will always come before you in humility and sincerity, because you already know before I even come to you. And if I come to you like that, then you will accept whatever I'm coming in your presence with. But if you don't even come to him in spirit and in truth, you're in a dangerous place calling yourself entering the Lord's presence, even in prayer.
Yes.
And but you haven't recognized who you're entering his realm, his presence, his that can be at church, that can be in your car, that can be crying a lot. There always has to be a reverence. God is not our buddy, the cat next door, the man upstairs, big guy, that, you know, the no. We've got to get that. And so, Tina, I want you to, as you're saying you're filling in the blank, I know God has touched somebody listening tonight. There are those that are Christians. God has touched, and man, that's good. This is where I'm going to enter worship, because as you listen to this tonight, this should change the way you go into church this morning.
Yeah, I would say thank you, and I'm honored.
You're thankful and you're honored. Since Lord, I don't deserve to. That's good. Yeah. Lord, I don't deserve to be here, but since you allow me to be,
I'm thankful. I'm so honored.
And so doesn't that in retrospect make you think about, if you're thankful and you're honored, doesn't that make you think about what you're bringing into his presence or
nada.
Attempting
Nunca.
To offer him?
Nada.
Yeah, you see, Tina got to translate that for me. You know,
nothing.
It just makes you think about it. And just like, man, wow. I think I've shared on the air, my favorite verse of scripture is Psalm 51 and 17, because that scripture talks about a sacrifice that's acceptable to the Lord. That scripture,
yes.
That verse, literally, and I'm going to find that as we're turning to it, Psalm 51 and 17, because this gives us a good picture of the kind of worship that's acceptable to God. It's my favorite verse in the Bible, because it's one of the verses that David wrote after he made a huge mistake in his life with another man's wife. And he acknowledged through the 51st Psalm all of his issues. He didn't blame anybody. He just talked about him. He said, Lord, it's me that sinned. I did it. I did it against you. It wasn't her. It wasn't him. I've done this. And then he gets all the way down to verse 17 that says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite or sorrowful heart. Oh God, thou wilt not despise. You will not turn away from. Verse 16 says, you don't desire sacrifice in the form of burnt offering, things that I can do for you, Lord, offer. You don't desire that, because if you did, I would give it to you.
Yeah.
But what you really desire, the sacrifices, the worship that you want, comes from that inner place,
mm-hmm.
A broken spirit, a sorrowful heart. That might be somebody listening to us tonight. You're sorry about something you did. And you've been beating yourself up. You've allowed the devil to rack you with guilt. You haven't even forgiven yourself. But tonight, God is ready to forgive you and set you free.
That's right.
And allow you to worship in his presence. The only thing you have to do is acknowledge, Lord, you know what? I give this to you. This, I can't handle this. See, the devil would love for us to walk around in condemnation, or in other words, guilt.
That's right.
He wants us to carry guilt, condemnation. He wants us to carry a weight that Jesus has already carried and taken care of for us. And so worship literally starts with acknowledging, Lord, I can't do this by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I am trusting in your son, Jesus, who you gave for me. That's who I'm trusting in to even. You ever notice to get into a concert or backstage, you got to have a backstage what?
Pass.
You got to have a ticket for entry. Well, to you listening tonight, that club you're going to, you're not just walking up in there. You got to either have some kind of pass, some kind of money. You got to have some kind of connection. You better know somebody at the door. And that gets you entrance.
Yes.
Backstage, that gets you entrance into the club, into the party. Well, before you get there tonight, understand that God is offering you that same backstage pass.
And it's free.
It's free. It's a beautiful laminated, and on it is a big cross. And to get to God's presence, to worship, whereas your worship is acceptable, you first have to have this backstage pass of Jesus that we're offering you tonight. And once you get him, then you can begin the process of beginning to worship the only one and true God. Because a lot of people think they're worshiping Tina, but if you're doing it without Jesus, you're not worshiping.
That's right.
You know, everybody's got their opinions, but the reality is the Bible says Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can cometh unto God the Father but through his Son, Jesus, period. That's it. Finito. It's finished. It's Ooh. Done. It's, oh, that was a good one, huh? Slid that one in there. Yeah. And so with that said, we want to make sure before we get ready to transition into our last segment of the night, prayerfully hoping on our end, we are prayerfully believing that there's been someone here that didn't have a right grasp, a good grasp, or any understanding about worship, but that's been rectified up to this point. Mm-hmm. Those of us that are already saved, that are Christians, hopefully we have piqued your interest in how we go to church and what we offer the Lord. It's not about the people on stage. It's about you and God entering his presence. That's what it's about. I can go to church and minister by myself, and if one or two people show up, the Bible says where two or three are gathered together in his name, Jesus is in the midst. That shouldn't stop me from giving him my best, because it's about me and him. That's vertical. That's worship. Yeah. But worship is never horizontal. The people in front of you, who's there, who's not. It's always vertical. And so we are going to make sure that we come back and conclude our show tonight by giving you a backstage pass.
There you go.
To worship. And his name is Jesus. Doesn't matter if you've been good. Without Jesus, you don't have a backstage pass. Doesn't matter if you've been bad your whole life. With Jesus, you have a backstage pass.
Right.
And so we want to make sure that you all come back tonight. As we approach that 12:30 hour, don't know if you've gotten to the club yet. Don't know if you've gotten home early. But the reality is this. If you're listening to us, God has you tuned in on purpose so that you can get this backstage pass, Jesus Christ, which allows you to enter the presence of God to worship. We are so blessed. We are so humbled. We are so honored that God has allowed you to choose Christo the Rock. 100.7 FM, KWRD, we thank God for you. We look forward to seeing you at the bottom of the hour. Tina, take us on out.
CrystaltheRock.com. See you back here in a few minutes.
Love you all.
Tu sangue. Espíritu Santo.
Espíritu Santo, llena mi ahora mismo en este lugar. Oh, quebrántame, desatúrame, dirígeme.
Tócame, quebrántame hasta que tenga que llorar. Espíritu Santo.
Desesperarme. Dios siempre tiene el control. ¿Por qué atemorizarme? Dios siempre tiene el control. ¿Por qué cuestionarle? Y aunque no entienda lo que sucede, vivo tranquilo, yo vivo en paz, porque Dios siempre tiene el control. Soy bendecido, duermo tranquilo, yo vivo en paz, porque Dios siempre tiene el control. Dios siempre tiene el control. Lo que sucede, vivo tranquilo, yo vivo en paz, porque Dios siempre tiene el control. Soy bendecido, duermo tranquilo, yo vivo en paz,